other than that, the history of Burnaby, I lived it. Because I've been out of Burnaby now for, I've been here for 34 years. And that's when I was working here, is when I moved into New Westminster. Hmm.
Well, maybe I could just sort of take you a little bit beyond when you finished with your schooling. Then what? And that would have been about 1940.
And I took a sewing course. Then I got married immediately after that. So I was married in my teens. I had three children before I was 21.
And so it was mainly wife and mother after that.
I was looking after three kids because my son was born in October of 43 and my husband left in February of 44. That was it. I had three kids and that was it.
That was during the war.
Yeah, that was 1944.
And do you remember, I mean, did the war play a big role in your life?
It had to. Kids? Yeah. You heard about D-Day and the neighbors up the street, they lost their beloved son. There was always this other fellow. He was a really, really nice guy, and he died. And then another very good friend of ours, he was killed in Italy. And yes, you lived the war. Mm-hmm. The same as the Depression was the same thing. Mm-hmm. When you were depressed, it was a perfect description because you couldn't do anything. Like, you could pay 25 cents to go to a dance, and you had to kind of peter out your money just to try to live. Mm-hmm. And there was, like, we went to the P&E, my husband and I, and we had 50 cents. So he put 25 cents on the wheel, and he lost it. And he said, well, I've got to go and try again. So we didn't have anything. We didn't have an ice cream cone or anything because he spent the 50 cents. Mm-hmm. And so that was what the finances were like. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were, but with Frank, he did the best of the lot because Mr. Robbins, as I say, lives three doors down, and he won the Irish in 48, $25,000.
Wow.
And so Frank got a new car and a truck and did very well.
Hmm. Now, you mentioned to me earlier as well, when Willingdon Heights became the subdivision, you were talking about seeing the first tractor, the first... So how did that area change then? You were used to it being...
It didn't matter to me. I was living up on Hastings Street, and it happened. I mean, the war was over, and they were going to make a housing development out of it, and there's nothing you can do about it. Knowing as I never did know how they must have piped the creek, because it was an active little creek. I don't know where it started or where it ended, but I know where it ended. It ended down on Douglas Road. And it was just one of those things. I mean, it was going to happen, so it did.
And was it impressive to see what they did? Cleared the land?
No, because I didn't live there.
Like, okay, you were gone.
I was at my brother's. Had what used to be our garage. There was a house and then the garage, and he bought the garage from my mom and built a house so I could look over. But it was only just a visit because I was living on Hastings Street. Okay. And so it didn't have a tremendous impression on me.
Now, after you moved to South Burnaby there for a spell, did you? And what area were you in South Burnaby?
Right on Nelson and Rumble.
Nelson and Rumble?
The kids went to Nelson Street School.
Okay.
And then McPherson.
And what was that neighborhood like when you moved there? Was it, again, very rural, or were there more people clustered together?
No, the neighbors next door had a big lot, and the old boys across the street, they had about a half an acre. And no, it wasn't heavily built up.
So, and did you have a big yard as well? And...
No, I lived right beside the school. It was Burnaby's property, and it was just... And it was a sizable yard, but I mean, it wasn't tremendously big. But no, Nelson Avenue didn't go through neither. It was quite a while after the Nelson Avenue finally went through.
And I'm curious too, just about sort of your regular daily routines. At that time, you were a mom. What were your daily routines like?
Was I went to work.
You went to work? Oh, so you were working at the same time.
I worked for Woodward's, Eaton's, the Bay. Sears, anybody who'd hire me, I worked for them.
And that wasn't Vancouver more, was it?
Well, I was there when Sears opened, of course, in 54, and I went to work for them in 60. And other than that, yeah, most of it was a trip into Vancouver.
Was that on the interurban? Was it on the interurban tram? Did you catch
No,
that
I
down in
didn't. We never.
Vancouver?
I was only ever on the interurban once, so I almost
Really?
seemed to be able to get around it.
Oh, so how did you get back and forth then? Did you have
Bus.
a bus?
We had the bus routes, and no, the interurban never had any impact on us. For one thing, North Burnaby, we were too far away from it. You'd have to take a car or something, and then you know, I mean, there was just no access to it. Then South Burnaby went through the Jubilee District, so. It was close enough, but I had no reason to go on it. I mean, I didn't go to Vancouver on it or New Westminster on it, and then they brought the buses, so that was.
And that's what you used. Now, the opening of the Sears building too, did that have a big impact on
Well, they used to go around the corner of Nelson Kingsway, and there was Kingsway West School, and it disappeared, and then they put Sears in, and not particularly. It didn't particularly make any housing difference, but of course not. I mean, there was a lot of people, but it wasn't a tremendous impact at that time. But then I worked for Eaton's over at Brentwood. That was a corner. We used to go down Douglas Road past the cemetery, and that was the Masonic Cemetery, the one where brother's blown up at. And then on the corner, Willingdon and Douglas Road, there was this house, and like a lot of other people, they had started the depression hit, and bango, that was the end of it. So they had this little place at the back, and here was this beautiful big house that they couldn't have, and it was just a big empty, a tremendously big empty lot right where Brentwood is now.